on. Over the past few years, we've always chatted about the impact of nutrition, diet, and how dietary choices and lifestyles can significantly impact fertility. And there's always been really interesting studies coming out on the on a regular basis, observing this and helping us to identify what the optimal diet looks like for patients that are trying to conceive, and how an optimal diet can actually mean different things for different patients. And very recently, a new review was published, and they specifically looked at over 100 research papers evaluating for the connection between diet, nutrition, lifestyle, and fertility. So, first of all, I think it's just amazing that we've even reached that point where there's such a significant amount of research on this topic, because even today, I have patients that tell me that when they ask their doctor about how their lifestyle, diet, or if there's anything else that they're doing or they can do may potentially affect their chances of conceiving or may help their fertility journey. Sometimes they're unfortunately still told the answer that there's no research to support that. And what we're seeing now with this new review is that's not really the case. We're seeing over 100 research papers now that have evaluated this topic, and a lot of hard work that's gone in from these researchers to really help us identify evidence-based choices, evidence-based interventions that we can implement to actually improve or support our chances for healthy reproductive and fertility outcomes and overall health as well. And this is, I think, very key. When we look at any treatment option, we have to first assess what are the risks and what are the benefits of a specific treatment. And so with a lot of these studies on different lifestyles and dietary interventions and how they may impact fertility, one thing is trying to assess, to what degree does this lifestyle or diet actually support fertility or improve fertility outcomes. But we also have to look at, there's actually quite a bit of research looking at how these diets, we call it fertility diets, but other studies will look at it as diets to actually help reduce the risk of chronic health conditions or chronic disease. And various organizations across the globe recommend diets similar to what we're seeing in these studies to actually promote overall health and reduce the risk of things like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, or other health conditions. And obviously, it's not exactly the same diet for each condition, but there's a lot of the same principles. And that's what I find very exciting about these diets is, at the very least, it may be actually helping to support overall health and may help to reduce the risk of chronic conditions or chronic disease. And at the very best, it may actually improve fertility outcomes for some patients, especially patients with specific health conditions like ovulatory disorders or polycystic ovarian syndrome. And those are two key conditions for infertility that were identified in a lot of these studies as groups of patients that may particularly benefit from some of these interventions. So, and what kind of an impact are we looking at when it comes to actually improving reproductive outcomes? So, one of the biggest studies they found following about 18,000 nurses, and so that's first of all, for a very large group of patients. And so it's not a small study by any means. And over a period of time, they observed that patients in this group that followed a fertility diet, so a much more healthier diet, high in antioxidants, and have a balanced amount of macronutrients, aiming for healthier foods, they were almost 50% less likely to experience infertility compared to patients that didn't follow this type of a diet. And it was around 50%. I'm lapsing on the actual number right now. And they also found that was for patients experiencing infertility due to ovulatory disorders, and their likelihood of experiencing infertility due to any other reason was down by over 20%. So we're seeing just from like simple dietary lifestyle choices how that might be connected with actually improved fertility outcomes. And another very large study done in Spain, looking at thousands of patients again, found similar results. So following a fertility diet, a healthy diet, was actually associated with about over a 40% decrease in chances of experiencing infertility. So these numbers are massive. And I think we've reached that tipping point where we can no longer ignore lifestyle and dietary interventions when it comes to supporting fertility. And we really need to have a closer look at this for patients that are trying to conceive naturally, patients that are in the process of assisted reproductive technologies like IVF or IUI, and for patients that haven't started trying to conceive yet, but may be wanting to try and conceive in the coming future, to kind of have a head start in that prenatal period or prenatal phase, trying to get their health as optimal as possible. And so, this is something we talk a lot about. So what is a healthy diet? A healthy diet can mean a lot of different things for different groups of patients. So I love this new research. It really helps us to zoom in and focus on specific details. So, just covering some of those important details, for example, looking at, for example, the quality of carbohydrates. So they break it down into what we call glycemic index and glycemic load. So glycemic index is a measure of, that carbohydrate and what it does to the blood sugar once we consume it. And glycemic load gives us a better idea of the total quality of that carbohydrate. So it takes into account the amount of fiber, actual carbohydrate content, and its glycemic index. So it's a much more like holistic approach, or overall a better summary of what kind of a carbohydrate the food is. And so just by increasing the quality of carbohydrates consumed, and in some studies showing that actually reducing the amount of total carbohydrates consumed was actually beneficial for both for sperm health, ovarian health, and overall reproductive function. Now, we don't know to what degree, we should be reducing the carbs. We don't have an exact number there based on these studies. And we also don't know for how long patients should be reducing carbs. And similarly with fat intake. So seeing, the consumption of trans fatty acids, which are already established to be associated with increased risk for cardiovascular disease and many other health conditions, we see similar outcomes with fertility. Increased consumption of trans fatty acids may actually impact eggs retrieved on IVF, may actually impact other outcomes negatively as well with fertility and reproductive function. And looking at other new categories of diet or lifestyle, such as sugar-sweetened beverages. So this is something they also looked at, that patients that were consuming a high amount or increased amounts of sugar-sweetened beverages actually saw a decrease in sperm count and other sperm health parameters, may actually see a reduction in their chances of conception and pregnancy as well. So this study goes into a lot more detail and gives us a much better framework and understanding of how nutrition actually connects or affects reproductive function, fertility, and empowers individual patients on how to actually make changes that may support their overall outcome. And that's what I love about this. Instead of being a bystander or just kind of an observer to the whole fertility process, it invites an opportunity for healthcare providers and for patients to participate in unison to actually make a difference together and work as partners trying to support this fertility journey. And so if you're interested in learning more about this, we've actually put together a really nice PDF with a summary of the most important points for this research paper, really highlighting the important takeaway messages on what kind of a diet is important for reproductive health and fertility. And that can be downloaded from our website for free. That's www.infertilitynaturopath.com. And you can always check the link in our bio, and we'll leave a URL there as well. And as always, if you guys ever have any questions, drop us a message or send us a direct message, and we'll be happy to respond. All right, take care, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day. The information covered in this podcast is for educational purposes only. It is not a replacement for medical consultation or medical advice. Please speak with your licensed healthcare provider prior to making any changes to your treatment plan and/or medications. Thank you.